addition to Parshas Tazria. Perik Yud Gimel, Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Pasuk states, V'ra'o ha-koyhein v'hinei chisiso ha-tzara'as es kol b'saroi, v'tihar es hanoga, kuloi hofach lavon tohor hu. If the Kohen sees that the nega covered his entire flesh, then he should declare the nega pure. Having turned completely white, the nega is pure. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Tzadi Zayin Amid Aleph, tells us that Ein Ben David Bo Ad Shetishapech Kol Hamalchus Leminus. Mashiach will not come until the entire kingdom converts to heresy. The pasuk from which we derive this is the pasuk in Parshas Tazria. Kuloi hafach lavon tahor hu. When the tzaras covers his entire body, he will be pure. Similarly, when heresy spreads across the entire world, the time of redemption has come. The lashon of Rashi is kisheposhat hanega bechol ha'or kach. Kishenevcha kol hamalchus leminus tavoy geula. The question is, where do we see the connection from the halachas of Nega'im to the inyan of geula? Rav Shimon Schwab, in his Sefer Mayon Beis HaShoeva, explains the connection in the following way. It is known that tumah, impurity, cannot survive unless it can be nourished from tahara, purity. Ein lahatum'o koyach chiyus atzmi, elo shehi yoinekes min hatahara. If tumah would not have even a small shoresh of tahara, then the tumah would not survive. Similarly, if the nega becomes completely white, it does not leave over even a small yinika for tumah. We can also see this concept from the Ma'aseh Meraglim in Parsha Shelach, Perek Yud Gimel, Pasuk Chav Zayin, where the Meraglim, the spies, first describe the land as a land Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. Why did they do that? Because Kol Devar Sheker She'ein Oimrim Boy Kitzas Emes B'Tchilasoy Ein Miskayeim B'Soifoy. Any false remark in which there isn't any truth in it at the beginning cannot remain to exist. Therefore, they first said, Eretz Zavas Cholov Udvash. Therefore, when the nega turns completely white, it signifies that the colored area that represented the tumah completely disappeared.